AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, here we go. Friday, September 19th going on. My name's Dablo. Thank you for showing up here. Morning show coming to you from the Soggy Radio Hut. Right around Dakota Avenue. And, well, every Friday we check in with our friends at CHI St. Francis. Quickly become very popular segment. And this morning, sitting in for Terry, Brian from Radiology showing up. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in here, my friend. This is your second time around with
us. Second time around. It's been almost a full year, actually.
So then you're a seasoned professional.
I guess I could say that. So.
Let's talk a little bit about changes. You know, we're going through technology and everything else. And you have been doing this for how many years?
I've been at St. Francis for 32 years already.
Wow. So looking at it from when you started to where it is now, do you just, like me, just sometimes just got to shake your head and go?
Yeah, it's just awestruck.
Yeah.
Literally awestruck at all the changes. It's unreal.
And you must have that curiosity, too, that just says, you know, I want to keep learning this, and every day must be,
oh my goodness,
the best kind of challenge for you, I would think.
Oh, you bet, you bet.
So what can you tell us about radiology now at CHI St. Francis, Brian?
Well, we've got a new radiologist. He is actually reading for us remotely. He actually lives in Colorado.
Okay.
But, you know, we literally years ago, we used to have the films and the processing. We would hang the films up for the radiologist, or he would hang them up in his office and read them that way. Now we literally assign it to him on a computer, and he just logs on from his home and reads them, and we get turnaround times are 24 to 48 hours for routine exams.
That is incredible. And for a patient peace of mind, that has to be, you know, because I...
Oh, without a doubt.
You think back to the days when patients had to wait,
and
what's going on, and now... to have it done in that amount of time, too.
It's phenomenal.
So you're expecting an uptick, too, with people coming in that as well. A few other good changes out there, too, in the way of you've got a surgeon out there now, too.
Yep, Dr. Brightman recently started here. Do not need a referral to see him. He's actually seeing several patients. I think there are several referrals in the works, the way it sounds, or he's got some coming up here. Also, Dr. Aaron Ballgard, our orthopedic surgeon, is seeing patients as well. And again, no referral needed.
A lot of new changes. How exciting is it for you to be working out there and all this good stuff?
Very much so. With x-ray imaging, you know, orthopedic is right there. We're working side by side with them.
Fantastic. And yeah, I would imagine radiology, you're working with a lot of other departments out there, too.
Every department, pretty much, yes.
Good deal. Yep, so, So what do you see in the future for you?
Oh, that's a very good question.
There's the big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I know we'd like to get some newer equipment to modernize a little bit here. I have some things in the works for that coming down the pike here.
Right.
Just to get, you know, to provide for this community and the surrounding communities here so we can be the healthcare place of choice in town.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think you're slowly becoming that too. Plus the community outreach. Just beyond the walls out there just seems to be so picking up at just a crazy pace.
Oh gosh, yes.
You know, a lot of community outreach and going out to our local area.
Yep. Oh, speaking of coming up here, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we will have a mammal blitz coming up here. I believe it is October 28th. More details to come on that.
All right. And that totally slipped my mind too. That happens every October.
It's already going to be October. My goodness,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it seems like 2 days ago was 4th of July.
It really
does.
It is so great. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
That should pretty much do it on my end here,
right.
I think.
So that's two down. Now the next time you come in, I'm just going to leave the room and go get coffee and just leave it up to you. Thank you so much for coming in, Brian.
Oh, much appreciated. Thank you for having me.
This is our segment. We do it every Friday, checking in with the folks at CHI St. Francis here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. It's 928. We have got rain, a cloudy sky, and 63 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we talked weather with Endon Director Daryl Richeson.
Talk to me about this weekend. What are we thinking this weekend? Nice weekend?
Well, it's this on and off rain, and today and tomorrow will probably be the worst. Saturday, I think a lot of folks might get lucky and get missed, but it's still, this upper level low is going to be around us and not so nice. I think Sunday will easily be the next best day of the two-day weekend. But I tell you, you've already mentioned it. Wow, does next week look nice. Just beautiful autumn weather next week.